TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast! By the way, I'm in the Mousetalgia chat room right now, and Alyssa is there. Does anybody want to say hi to her?
Hi!
Hi, Alyssa.
She says hi back. She goes, hey, I'm on Skype, hint, hint. And then she goes, just kidding. She waved me off. Like, don't even think about it. I'm just fucking around. All right, let's start the show. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
It's a midweek TanCast recording.
Yes.
It probably doesn't matter to you because I'm pretty sure Tim's still going to post it on Monday.
I'm going to post it whenever the fuck I post it, motherfucker.
That's
ooh,
right.
Ooh, in your face.
Because Tim's got other shit to do.
I'm Tim, the motherfucker in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the Tim's going to post that shit in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the daddy fucker in TanCast.
So you're the merch?
What?
Merch?
Yeah, it's a whole series, well, a short series that Penny Arcade did about things like, you know, Hasbro and whatever, marketing to kids by having entire shows that are just meant to sell their merchandise. So they posited one that the merchandise itself was actually the character, and it was just called the merch. And if you bought enough merchandise over the course of the week, the merch would wake up from being incredibly sick, say something useful, and then slip back into a coma. And if you didn't, it would transform into the Flesh Reaper and fly around collecting torsos. And the useful thing it said was, I fucked your dad. It's a long way to go for an inside joke, but now I've brought you into Andy's
but
head.
But that's Andy for you, folks.
Give it up for Andy, everybody.
That's Andy at 10:30 at night after a long-ass day of work.
Blame your Sudafed and your job for your randomness. You have it every day. You'd be like, oh, it's early morning. Oh, it's mid-afternoon. Oh, it's almost dusk.
Oh, it's
whatever.
I haven't eaten in the last 5 minutes. I'm low blood sugar.
I'm surprised I haven't been able to get through a TanCast episode without you shoving food in your mouth.
Yeah, it is kind of odd.
Wait, who's the one who eats during TanCast?
Yes, I was going to say, Noah, that is your gig,
ate, like,
dude.
Two times, maybe three.
No, go back and listen, dude.
Three times.
Listeners, do the research. We're too lazy. How many times has Noah eaten during TanCast? You have to go back through all the episodes.
Fuck, man. When I was reading some of the comments, you know, right around the new year when we'd had the TanCast iTunes review day, and somebody said, oh, yeah, you know, thank us, the listeners. You guys are the ones that produce 93.5 hours of content. Like, fuck me. Are we really approaching 100 hours of TanCast? That's a lot of fucking just us being mediocre.
That's a lot of mediocre.
That's what we do.
I wonder if you get enough mediocre, does that make it awesome?
Sure quantity of mediocre when mashed together equals awesome.
Yeah, that really is the quantity versus quality argument there.
Well, I believe that's what network television has been doing.
I believe you're correct. Speaking of network television, do we want to go ahead and blow our load earlier, or do we want to have that talk later?
We want to, well, why don't we do some tan laughs, and then we'll speak of network television.
Alrighty.
Tan laugh, yay. That'd be funny if that was I did that instead of the jingle this week. That was just it.
Like, Tim, he's giving up.
Tim's not even trying anymore.
Tan laughs, yay. I mean, tan laughs, yay.
Tan laugh, tan laugh, tan laugh, tan laugh.
Ha ha. I'm a little sidetracked here. Andy, do you know what Vizio is, right?
Bingo.
Yes, I know what Vizio is.
They're coming out with a TV that is 58 inches and is 21x9 cinema wide, and it has wireless HDMI.
TMI.
I kind of like that. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. It just fucked with my head there for a second. Since I just got done dealing with work stuff, and you're saying Vizio, I spelled that with an S and thought Microsoft Vizio.
No.
Yes, Vizio, the television manufacturer.
Yeah, okay, I can see
your
like,
statement
like, what the
was
fuck?
Completely nonsensical until I processed that.
I'm like, why is he? wait, Microsoft's making a TV?
What the fuck is he talking? A TV? How does that relate? Drawing graphs and shit. I don't get Noah. Noah hurts my brain. Yeah, man, TVs continue to get sexier. And it's CES, so we're probably going to get a shit ton of new ones. Who knows? Well, I mean, by the time anybody hears this, they'll probably already know. Wads will have been blown. By the time everyone hears this, we'll know whether I survived the great snowstorm of early 2010. 2010, sorry.
Nice. I was just someone was asking me which was the correct way to say it. I was like, 2010 is the correct way to say it. 2010 is the way everyone's going to say it because of that fucking movie.
Oh, yeah, Space, yeah. Sorry, I didn't go back far enough.
No,
for a second, I thought you were talking about the
the sequel, 2010.
No. The disaster movie that just came out. But that's
much where I got stuck, too. I was like, no, that's 2012.
No one saw that.
Yes.
Boom!
And boom goes the dynamite. Yeah, so we have progressively been reduced from 2 days of mostly snow to 1 day of snow to 1 afternoon of snow to, well, there may or may not be any accumulation. So sometime tomorrow morning, I'll find out if I'm going to be working from home or if I'm going to be braving roads or what's going on. That'll be fun. I like uncertainty.
Did you watch my links from last time where those people were on the icy road?
Yes.
And they just hopped out of the car.
Yeah, they just bailed. It's awesome.
I was like, wow, I don't know if I would go that route.
Yeah, because it's like, you don't just magically stick to ice where the car is slipping and sliding on it. You just went from inside the big protective metal shell to outside it where it can careen into you.
Hooray, careening!
Well, it was going downhill.
Yeah, it's going downhill. It's not exactly safe, but now you're going downhill. Instead of in it, you're going next to it. Much better.
I don't think Noah agrees with your assessment.
I don't think it was a good idea to jump out of the car.
I like how Noah takes a stand.
I don't know if it's for the same reason that Andy does. I'm like, I would have been trying a little bit more to stop that car. There's like another VOC where it's like car pinball, and this car's just going down the road, crashing into different things. Have you seen that?
I believe I have. I think that's one that's
on
made the
diggy.
Round.
It's on the diggy dig.
Yeah. Oh, then maybe I haven't seen it. Maybe it's newer. Nah, Dig likes to find old shit and pretend it's new. So who knows?
Jesus Christ. Fuck. I just watched the video of them bailing out of the car. That is fucking dumb.
Yep. Thank you, Tim. That's 2-1.
Because where they're bailing, there's still car in front of them. It's not like, you know, yeah. They, like, when he starts to open the door, it would have been perfect. Like, okay, jump out now, and, you know, the bulk of the car is, you only have a little bit of the door in the way, you just hop to the right or left, and you're all right. But then, the way they do it, the car is flying backwards down the hill, and they both get out, and the door is going to smash right into them.
Yep. I love how that just disappears off the edge of the screen right there, too, so it's like, well, their fate is a mystery. It's like one of those movie endings Tim doesn't like.
Wait, did someone just say uh-oh?
Yes, Tim did.
Oh, didn't Yahoo Messenger used to do that when you got an IM?
Did it, or was it Apple did it when you had an error?
I don't know, I see, uh-oh. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds familiar.
I know, but I'm trying to place it. Quick, somebody jump in the comments. Tell us days after we're recording this. It's not going to change what we're saying.
Can we set up a live chat room?
Could we?
Yes.
Probably.
Will we? No.
Some places have that. Well, I know we have it, but I know some places have it, and the commenters are listening. I guess we would have to step away for them to listen live to have a live chat room, because it's like, hey, we have a live chat room. I guess we could chat with them live, but they would be
listening. We're nowhere near it, but you guys can chat with each other.
You have to guess what we're talking about. Oh. Gripes.
Should we do Tanlas?
Yeah, why not?
We've got Tanlas just for you. About dead babies, or maybe some poo. Could be racist, sexist too. Cause it's Tanlas, yes, Tanlas, oh Tanlas, and that's what we do. Tanlas, oh Tanlas, to now.
Ha 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 ha.
All right, this one is sent to me by Mike. It's a little cheesy, but it is what it is. A man says to a bartender, "Man, I really need a drink. I've been under a lot of pressure at work." The bartender says, "What do you do?" The man says, "I'm a deep sea diver."
That is a little cheesy, but I like it.
Easy cheesy, bacon greasy.
Hang on, and there you go.
What's going on?
Yeah, I can tell what that is just by looking at the URL.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not the Price is Right sad theme.
No, no, it's just a sad trombone.
Which is a lot like a rusty trombone, except that's a happy trombone.
Sad trombone is just a rusty trombone with tears.
Well, let's be honest, every rusty trombone involves tears.
A sad trombone is just a rusty trombone with tears.
By the way, anybody reaching for your keyboard right now at work to Google rusty trombone? Don't.
Unless you work at a really cool place.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, it's a sex act.
Well, hopefully it's not pictures, but you never know.
No.
Let me go look.
Oh, Christ.
You know what? Google has really been improving. I like how you can easily switch off the safety filter when you're searching for stuff, like pictures. Before, I had to go in the settings. All right, I don't want your moderately safe. I want no safe. Whoa.
I want the all right, unsafest.
Yeah. There's some. Whoa, one lady actually has a trombone.
Is it rusty?
It may be. It's kind of hard to tell. My picture kind of looks like it.
Oh, she has a trombone, but also a penis in her mouth.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Okay.
Did I forget to mention that?
Yeah, I thought she just had a rusty trombone and that they were going for irony. But no, okie dokie, that's enough with the rusty trombones. Back to Tan Laughs.
What party are these people at? Like, it looks like there's a party going on in the background and some guy's just getting a blowjob and his asshole licked.
That was derailing the conversation. It does look like that. These chicks look like they just took a break. Yeah, because they got the wristband.
Yeah, like, I can drink and I can lick ass.
All
this
right.
This is my lick ass wristband.
I assume we are not putting these pictures in the show notes.
No, people can find them on their own.
Just say, okay. Very, very, very not safe for work.
No.
I don't want to see. No. What the fuck? Why? No.
Really, Tim?
I don't know. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you really want to see that shit, you know how to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Google rusty trombone, take the filter off.
Yep, that's pretty much it. Uncap the internet and watch the horrible flow over you.
And watch the horrible.
Thank you. Yeah, see, even tired. I still have a way with words. Lots of words. Words, but whatever.
Words.
Do you have some Tan Laugh words?
I have Tan Laugh words. In fact, I had to change the Tan Laugh because I was going to do a Mike Tan Laugh, so I want to spread the love.
Spread the love.
Like Noah spreads his ass, so it's
chicken
get her
his asshole.
Tongue right in there
the
at a party.
Trombone. At
play
a
me,
party.
Baby.
Every time you hear that noise, a rusty trombone gets his wings.
That didn't even make sense, yet it was funny.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so here's the joke. And this one comes from Jason.
Voorhees?
No, not Voorhees. Yeah, the joke would just be... Get it?
Nailed it.
So recently in a small town in Arizona, something horrible happened. A woman from L.A. was passing through on her way home and stopped to get gas. Being that she was in a hurry, she accidentally spilled a little gas on her arm. After filling up, she got back in the car and headed back towards the freeway. In her rearview mirror, she saw a police car behind her with its lights on. She pulled over to the side of the road and got out her license and registration. The police officer approached her car and asked her if she knew why he had pulled her over. She said no, and the officer informed her that the speed limit was 25 and that she was going 50. He took her license and registration and went back to the squad car. The woman was furious, but knew that there was nothing that she could do. She reached into her purse and got out a cigarette, forgetting that she'd spilled gasoline on herself. As soon as she flicked the lighter, the flame traveled over her fingers onto her hand. In a panic, she ran out of her car and towards the officer, who was then approaching her vehicle with a speeding ticket. She continued to run towards him, so the officer dropped the ticket, raised his revolver, and shot the woman 3 times. The local police department said there would be no investigation into the shooting and that the officer's actions were justified. When asked why, the police chief said, "Isn't it obvious? She was waving a firearm at a cop."
Oh.
That's like a true Andy joke right there, and I tried to speed it up a little bit for you, but...
I could even see it coming once her arm was on fire and she got shot, and then, like, I totally saw there was going to be a firearm joke coming.
Which is funny, because, again, must be Sudafed, but I totally didn't.
Oh, you and your goddamn Sudafed.
Me and my goddamn...
Andy blames everything
Tim
on Sudafed.
Is a piece of
You blame more stuff on Sudafed than the Bush administration did on 9/11.
True. Very true.
Sudafed is your 9/11.
All right, all right, all right. I'm the asshole this week. I'm Andy, the asshole in Tancast. I'm Andy, the asshole getting rimmed by two chicks at a party. Because apparently they ran out of vodka and that guy's butt tasted just right.
Just oh. right, with the right amount of saltiness.
Mm.
Noah, please save us with the 10 laughs.
It's a little peppery.
Please.
Okay, I got one for you. Let me just look it up here. Close rusty trombone. Okay. A woman goes into a bar and orders a bottle of champagne. She takes the first glass and pours it down the back of her skirt. The bartender looks in amazement as she pours another glass and again and tips it down the back of her skirt. His curiosity piqued, the bartender quickly inquires, "Lady, why are you pouring your drinks down your shirt?" To which the woman replies, "I just won the lottery, and this is the only asshole I'm sharing it with."
Was that one of your offensive ones, or was that sent in?
No, this was the other thing I bookmarked, the Maximum's 100 funniest jokes.
All right.
All right.
Good times. And now we've 10 left.
We have 10 left.
We did it. It's done. Oh, one thing I wanted to say that I forgot to mention last week.
Uh-huh.
I forgot to mention that one of our listeners, Natasha, set up a Facebook fan page for Tancast.
Wow.
And it has quite a few fans.
Yeah, without me even, saying anything about it. I joined it, and then some of my friends joined it, and then there's people who I'm not friends with who are fans of Tancast, apparently. Or fans of joining random shit on the internet.
That's entirely welcome. Possible, too. What's this? I'm going to click yes.
Tancast. Sounds pleasant.
And then they listen. Oh, dear God!
My ears! Why's the fat guy talking so much?
Oh, I got another joke. It took me a second to get this, but I got it now.
I thought you were laughing at me, you fucker.
No. How do you turn a fox into an elephant?
I don't know.
Marry it. Why do bulimics love KFC?
I don't know. Why?
Because it comes with a bucket. Oh, I got one more. Andy, what is the hardest part about rollerblading?
I don't know.
Telling your dad you're gay. That's all I got. I was just skimming through the rest of them. I'm like, oh, there's some more funny.
I sent you guys a link, and actually Todd had sent it to us while we were all on break over Christmas, and we hadn't touched on any, year-in-review shit when we did our first Tancast back of the new year. But it's CNN's list of celebrities who passed in 2009.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is Brittany Murphy number one?
Yeah.
I think she got added last, because I actually looked at the link before she died, and it was actually... I think it was the other guy first, DJ AM? Maybe not.
Yeah, but she was most recent, and then it's DJ AM in August, and then it's B. Arthur in April, and then it's David Carradine in June, so yeah, I don't know why they just went ahead and tossed her at the beginning there. Unless it was completely random, because it's not alphabetical, it's not chronological, but man, you just click through those links and it's like...
And you know who's on there?
Who's that?
The Taco Bell dog. He got higher billing than Michael Jackson.
Yes.
He's right next to Michael Jackson.
There's something strangely poetic about that.
Fucking, he has a longer blurb than Michael Jackson.
Really, all Michael Jackson needs is Michael Jackson. Fucking enough said.
According to all the literature I keep passing in grocery store checkout lanes and magazine racks and Barnes & Noble and Borders.
Yeah, but it's like Michael Jackson. You fucking know who Michael Jackson is.
Wait.
It's like Gidget, the random chihuahua. Who the fuck is Gidget?
Which Michael Jackson? Because I remember when I was a kid, I looked up Michael Jackson in the phone book, and there was one, and I almost called him until my mom's like, idiot.
She called you an idiot?
No, she didn't, but...
No, but sweet.
She was like,
you idiot.
A, I'm pretty sure Michael Jackson doesn't have his phone number listed. B, I'm really sure he doesn't live in Stockton.
What? I think that's his vacation home.
Hey, you know what? Here's something I want to throw out here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, throw it out. Throw it out. Pitch it.
Orange Julius tastes like ass. I'm throwing
it
out.
I like Orange
Julius.
Right.
It's a controversial statement, I know. Some of the people on this podcast may not agree with me, but hopefully there's a listener or two out there who's like, finally, someone's speaking for me. And the tyranny of Orange Julius.
Definitely knows how to make Orange Julius.
Did Orange Julius, rape your dad or something? What the hell's going on?
I had one today.
Oh, okay.
Have you never had one before, or it's just been a while?
It's been long enough that I didn't remember. Then I was like, oh, no. Me no likey.
Maybe they didn't make it right, because then again, maybe it's like, you know, I used to think that Transformers was awesome, and now you try to go back and watch the classic Transformers. It's like, wow, everything's choppy. Like, sometimes people's lips just stop moving. Optimus Prime's fucking trailer appears as if by magic.
It did come out of nowhere, didn't it? He would, like, transform, and it would just disappear off into nothingness.
And it would and it would come from and go back to nothingness at any time he needed it to.
Yep. Robot Chicken actually made a joke out of that, where Optimus Prime used it to crush his enemies by having it appear and disappear.
Sweet.
It's a good show, Robot Chicken. Lots of jokes from my childhood. That's a show by 30-year-olds for 30-year-olds.
Did you ever see that Family Guy where Stewie and Brian were going to all sorts of different universes?
Yes, Road to the Multiverse.
And they went to the Robot Chicken universe? And,
yes.
And like, oh, Transformers, Thundercats, and G.I. Joe, those shows existed!
I love that it's that it's Seth Green's character on Family Guy, Chris, who yells, all those shows exist!
Yes.
He's mocking himself.
I thought that was funny as well. Yes.
Yes, and then one of Seth MacFarlane's characters says, how does it feel to be on network television for 30 seconds? Or a real network or something like that.
Do either of you watch Family Guy this week?
No, actually, I had set it to record on Fox, and then Fox somehow got interrupted at one point, so like I told it one time to go get the Cartoon Network copy, and apparently decided that the Cartoon Network one should always override Fox, so I've got to wait like a week and a half now to get that one.
Oh, because it's fun. You know those little Adult Swim titles that they do where it's all black with the white blocky text?
Mm-hmm. I know it well.
They did one that, like, in the middle of, towards the end of the commercial break of Family Guy, that text comes on the screen and goes, why are you watching this on Fox? If you watch it on Adult Swim, you'll get to see all the jokes without the ones that Fox edits out. I know, you're thinking by these titles, you're watching a Cartoon Network, but you're still watching Fox, unfortunately. And then they went to commercial. I was like, whoa, shit.
Yeah, I was telling my wife about that. She couldn't believe it. She's like, Fox? Fucking Fox says no? Like, yes, Fox censors stuff. Because I remember when we were kids, it was like, oh my God, Fox, it's the Devil's Own Network. They put all these horrible things on there, like The Simpsons. Fucking Simpsons seem tame now.
I mean, like, no.
The older Simpsons.
The Simpsons are not allowed to be nude anymore.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I was listening to one of the commentaries from one of the seasons that I have, and they're like, yeah, we could never get away with that shot now. I was like, wow, it's gotten worse, not better.
Yeah. Fox has tightened down the reins. Like, hey, we're no longer a fourth-class network, so you stop being funny. God damn it. No more creativity. Bow to your corporate masters. It's us, for now we have power, and we gained it on your back. Because seriously, that fucking network was built on The Simpsons.
Yeah, Simpsons and Married with Children.
Yep.
Nothing else ever really stuck on that network. Well, Living Color, I'd have to say. It was a good show for them.
Did you see The Family Guy when they first brought it back after being canceled?
And they said the list of shows that would have to be canceled in order for them to be back on the air?
Yep.
And it was pretty much everything that had premiered in the time since they'd been canceled?
Yep. And it goes on for like 4 minutes.
No, I never saw that.
Okay, yeah. No, I never saw that.
Whoa, comedy.
Well, to all of our listeners who haven't seen it, I'm sure you can find it online. Google that shit.
You can buy it wherever DVDs are sold. Or you can pirate it on the internet, I'm pretty sure. But we don't endorse that. Technically.
Or do it ourselves. Oh, hey, sorry. Almost knocked over my monitor. My nose got a little bigger. So speaking of TV.
Comma.
Theme songs.
Hey, we mentioned this during our... What were we doing a top five list of? We mentioned this during a listener special. Okay, that's
yes.
I had to get it back.
Oh, yeah, I got something to say. To my friend Max, who thought my picks were gay, fuck you and your hairy-ass mother.
Now, well, you know what?
Is ass in there as a modifier for hairy, or are you actually saying that her ass is hairy?
As a modifier.
Okay.
Okay, well, that makes more sense.
So, like, your hairy fucking mother.
Kristen from Mousetalgia thought you had the best of the three of us of the top five.
Hear that, Max? Kristen, Mousetalgia, she's doing it. She approves.
Wow.
What the fuck you doing, Max?
I thought I had some classy damn picks, but I guess Schlemiel Schlemazel or whatever the fuck that is.
She laughed at your... what was it, In the Air by Bach, or whatever the way you said it, it just made her laugh.
Okay.
And the fact that you just threw it off like it was enough, like, you know, in between regular songs, like, blah, 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 buck.
Air on the G-string.
There you go. That was it.
Yep.
I think it perhaps G-string adds to the funniness.
It may. It makes me snigger.
But she was, messaged me. She's like, how come you guys didn't laugh at that part? I was like, oh, I don't know. I didn't think about it.
We're used to Andy's gayness.
Oh, so anyway, that long tangent was to say that we had said midway through there we should come up with the top five TV theme songs, and we're going to do that right now.
Wow. There'd be some tech zooming in right now if we had video.
Yeah, if this was a... it'd be like... like a whole
if we had a budget,
package.
There would be like shit exploding. And...
but now you just get our voices.
Giant phallic buildings falling over. It'd be action, drama, romance, comedy. But no, you get audio only.
I laughed.
Three idiots.
I cried. It became a part of me.
Became a part of me too because I ate it because I was hungry. So Tim, you want to start us off?
I can, yes.
All right.
And I'll save my honorable mentions till the end.
Okay.
Wait, okay, I've only got four, so... Oh, no, because I've got to do that one. Okay.
And I think we have to agree that we may just agree on some of these things and not try to pick five unique ones each.
Well, yeah, all right. Well, my number five, and these are not particularly in an order, because, you know, that we're sticking with Noah's theory that nothing can ever actually be better than something else.
No. I say it can be. I just have a hard time doing that.
That it's situational.
Like, some people can just be like, oh, top five, whatever, bam, 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 bam. I'm just like, I don't know. Some days I like this one.
I got to think about it. I got to.
Depends on the mood. Depends on the context. Depends on so many other things.
It does.
I get you, Noah. I feel you.
It doesn't even – I think what Noah's saying is he can't even pick a – like, I don't know if I like this better than that. Like, I like them both. I don't want to have to pick.
Yeah, for me, it's hard to quantify.
Oh, well, that's like, just because you're bad at math.
Well, maybe. I know 1+1 equals fuck you, Andy.
I know 2+2 equals suck these two nuts.
Only after you stop sitting on them.
I told you. I'm pretty sure I said that already. On a Tancast. It was boxers. Boxer briefs solved the problem.
Hooray.
It's been a long time since there was any nut sitting.
It's been a long time since there was any nut sitting. And that's my number five, the theme from Star Trek Enterprise. The best, one of the top five, I'm full of shit.
I was like, wow, is Tim really going to throw that out? Because I fucking hated that thing.
I actually don't mind the song, just don't like it as a Star Trek. I'm like, I don't like it at the beginning of this. Like, if it had been the closing credits, I think I'd be fine with it. But just the opening credits, no.
Yeah, and, you know, the bad grammar. It's like, this is supposed to be about sci-fi and humanity moving forward. And fucking country-ass bad hick grammar in the middle of a fucking song is nails on a chalkboard. Sorry.
Really? Like, hang on, 1 minute.
Yeah.
Really, the grammar bothers you?
Yes, it does.
Fuck.
Because it's fucking sloppy.
I don't think song grammar has ever bothered me in any situation.
Okay.
Like, wait, did he just say, do you like me the way I are? That makes no goddamn grammar sense.
Half the songs I like, I can't even, like, I don't even understand the lyrics. I'm like, what the fuck did he just say? I don't know if that makes any sense, but I like the beat.
My shit is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Why do I care? What the fuck? I don't know. It's got a beat. I enjoy it.
I fucking hate that song.
You hate everything! Anything that brings someone joy, you hate it?
Yep, pretty much.
All right.
No, you know, I find myself singing the songs just 6 words long over the top of so many fucking pop songs.
So,
thank you, Weird Al. You help my hate.
Are we going to do this?
Let's
Tim's
going
to do this.
Well, I've got to wait for Andy to be done. You know,
sorry. I'm sorry.
Takes a while.
Quiet now.
Okay, so number 5, Greatest American Hero.
Oh, nice.
Look at what happened to me. I can't believe in myself. I think that made it to number 1 on the actual Billboard singles charts.
I believe you may be right. And you know what? We're not going to look it up, so we're right now. In this moment, we're right.
This particular moment, we are right.
Of course, we have declared it so. All right, so number 4. Boop. The Gummy Bears theme.
Are we just going to go through it? We're not Is that how they do? I thought we switched off.
Oh, no, switch off? That's even better.
No, let's just let Tim do his
part. Nope, shut up. Switching off. Your turn.
Oh, so do I have to do two?
So you have... No, you have to forget that I said gummy bears, because I'm going to say it again. You guys are going to act surprised.
Okay. Oh, you're going to edit it out. All right, okay.
No, I'm not going to edit it out.
So you're just going to lift up our shirts and show off our puss to everybody. Nice.
Lift up our shirts and show off our puss.
I believe I said skirt.
Oh, okay.
I thought you said shirts too. I was like, Andy's wearing some long fucking shirts.
I thought you said shirt, and that made it way funnier.
Well, I think the fat got in the way of my enunciation.
Anyway, go.
All right, so my first one, not necessarily my top one, is the reimagined Battlestar Galactica theme. The ones they used on later U.S. showings, and I guess all through the European ones.
I do not remember instrumentals at fucking all, dude.
It's got lyrics. They're just in, like, Hindi or something like that at the beginning.
Oh, okay. I don't really watch the shows, so I just assumed it was instrumental.
And they started off the first season or the first and second season or something like that in the U.S. It was instrumental, but the ones that were showing overseas were... they had the lyrics that were just in a foreign language. I don't feel I need to justify this any further. I like it. You can suck it. Which you like.
Done and done.
So I'm just gonna go for the obvious one, Laverne and Shirley.
Uh-huh.
What?
There it is.
Love that song.
Hello, Laverne. Hello, Cheryl.
Sounds like Terrence and Philip.
Oh,
I bought it.
That reminds me of another song I really like.
I put it on the list. Well, go on, Mr. Gummy Bear.
Oh, yeah. Here's a surprise. Gummy bears. I don't know if you guys knew I was going to go there.
That is totally out of left field. Lots of here and there and everywhere. They are the gummy bears.
High adventures of Uncle Bear. They are the gummy bears. Oddly enough, though, didn't really like the show. I'd be like, oh, right. Now the show is starting. Click.
Good thing some. That's what I love you two for. Like, you can just go on and be like, fucking, what was it? How that theme song go that showed up? Boom. Done.
It's there.
I hope that they, well, hopefully that the companies will work with YouTube so they can keep that shit up there. Because that's what people go there for. Like, there's not, well, I guess Tim does, but there's not too often where I'm like, oh, let me watch a funny video of someone doing something stupid that I go to search for. Like, I'll see it on Dig, but, like, when I go to YouTube, I'm usually searching for, like, music or a theme song.
Yeah.
However, if you put Pwned into the search bar, you got yourself an afternoon of entertainment. And that's led me to my new life goal. I never want to be in a video with Pwned in the title.
I'm going to make it happen.
Great.
Or as I suggested, tweeted, Darwin, fail, avoid all of those. Oh, so it's background to me now, isn't it?
Yeah, hold on.
Yes.
So, the theme from Lost.
Look at you picking fucking instrumental shit.
No, because it's like two squeaky notes that last about 10 seconds, and then it's fucking out of your way, and you're back into the show. I love that. Because there are so many shows that have shitty opening music, or they, you know, blow. Hey, you know, if we write like a 4-minute intro, you know, we'll do 2 minutes of previously on, and then another 2 minutes of our fucking theme song showing clips that you see week after week after week. That's 4 minutes less of content we have to produce every week. Lost, it's in, it's out, it's back to the show.
All right.
Or on to commercials, whatever they fucking feel like. But it's quick, and I like that. So I like it less for the song than what it represents.
Okay, and he's still talking.
All right. Welcome to my life.
Words. You know what's unlike the Lost theme? Andy talking.
Mm-hmm. Andy explaining the Lost theme. Yes. All right, now talk.
Fuck, it took you longer to explain the Lost theme than the Lost theme.
No, I would suggest that it's taken several times longer for you to mock me about it than the Lost theme plays for.
My next one is Golden Girls.
Sucks. I'm just going to say everything Noah likes sucks now.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
Andy
go Noah.
Threw a party. Invited everyone you knew. It's a good one.
You would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, Noah is licking my balls.
No.
Oh, no?
No.
It must be a remix I heard.
I like how that one brought us back around to the celebrity death.
Oh, yeah. But we're going to pass right by it as we head on to my pick.
Yep.
Noah, it's an instrumental.
Oh, man, look at you. Go ahead, girl.
The Dick Van Dyke Show. I'm not going to do the whole thing. You get the idea. It's probably playing underneath me. I don't know how I'm going to play the fucking Lost theme underneath Andy if it's only two notes. I'm probably just going to not. You'd be like, I didn't hear anything. That's why. Fuck it. Fuck Andy and his two notes. I don't know where I'm going to find the stupid Battlestar Galactica theme. I've never seen it. I don't give a shit.
I'll find it for you. All right, well, Tim's going to love finding the next one. In fact, I'm pretty sure he's got a copy handy right away. It's another instrumental. It's the theme from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Ah, you took my number one.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a little bit of a cheat because it's from the movie theme, but yeah.
Oh, you weren't there when Noah and I were I guess we were talking about this in IM, so you couldn't be there. But it's allowed. We are allowing them to be songs from other avenues that were also used as a theme song.
Alrighty. Well, then.
Like Greatest American Hero. Or was that show specifically? Was that song specifically for a show, and then it just became popular?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what I was thinking of when I mentioned that. I was like, oh, man, I was thinking.
Man, now I got Greatest American Hero stuck in my head again. That song is fucking fantastic, Tim.
Yes, it is. And I was gonna, yeah, I had to pick the Star Trek Next Generation because I play it almost every week on this show. Yeah. So I felt it's only fair.
Yeah. And you know,
I mean,
what?
You guys don't. I know you guys don't listen to the show, but whenever we talk about Star Trek, I usually play that theme underneath.
You know, fuck R. Kelly. I don't care if he believes he can fly or soar or whatever the fuck he's doing while he's not peeing on underage girls. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. That is all he fucking needed. He did not need to make the other song.
All right. Well, one's about sports and one's about being a superhero. Totally different.
About flying. And one of them is much
better.
No,
I don't think you just completed a 2.7-mile walk with Runkeeper.
I'm going
to throw that out there.
Just now. Why are you watching my Facebook?
You've been walking and talking, huh?
Noah's back.
Why are you watching my Facebook, buddy? Huh?
Better than eating and talking.
I'm watching my Twitter, actually.
It just lags for whatever reason. So I have it set to auto-post. So once...
Oh, it's always hilarious because sometimes it's like the middle of the night. I'm like, what? No, you didn't.
Yeah, I do it in the day, and then it just takes for however long. Sometimes it's just instantaneously. Sometimes like, I'll wait a few hours. Why not? Keep them on their toes.
You know it's going to be spooky? If you like die in some sort of freak accident, and then 3 hours later, you just completed a walk. Dude, I am buying like fucking shotguns and shotgun shells like crazy.
I know it just completed.
If I see that,
a 1,000-mile walk.
The dead walk. I've got the tweet.
More importantly, the dead tweet.
Yes. Oh, that's also frightening.
Back to me, right?
Yes, Noah. Back to you.
Okay. Fame from the show Fame.
Because you're going to live forever.
Fame. I'm going to live forever.
Do-do-do-do-do.
I love that song.
Love it.
So Noah's all about relentless positivism. Good job.
I think I am. Is there any negative TV
It's funny because you're such a negative douche.
That's right. But I'm positively a negative douche.
And it's so odd because I'm so fucking wordy and all of mine, well, they're the music that I can talk over.
Maybe that's why you like it, so you can get back to your fucking talking.
Yep.
Oh, wait, theme song. Oh, it's done already. I can go back to talking. So as I was saying, words.
Yep, because all I got to do is match it up. I can talk right over this as I tell you that Noah loves to suck at the cock.
To suck at the cock? He loves to suck at the cock.
Yeah, that was...
The guy sing with an Italian accent.
Mamma mia!
What's the matter for you?
Why I got to suck at the cock?
Again, the fat got in the way of my talking.
Why I got to suck at the cock?
Mamma mia, Mario! Your princess is in another castle. She's stuck at a cock there.
I love that Family Guy thing, the cavalcade of comedy where he goes to like save her.
Yeah,
and she won't even give him a kiss, so he just leaves her.
Fuck it, she's yours.
You saw that, right? Either of you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Maybe I'll find it and link it here. If not, there was just a pause where there was no link noise, and I didn't bother to look it up.
All right.
So, good luck to you. Google, it's your friend.
Yep, it's on YouTube, I know.
Sidetrack here. It amazes me that people will write into podcasts, like tech podcasts, and ask some questions, where if they just took 5 seconds and searched into Google, they would have got their answer.
Yeah.
Like, really? You couldn't, like, you emailed the podcast, waited for them to record it, come out with it, so you get your answer? Like, you could just fucking Google that shit?
It's a bit douchey, but I've actually started to use the site Let Me Google That For You to make the point.
But it keeps me in a job. At work, people ask me questions all the time where if they just did a quick little Google search. Uh-huh. Like, all the time people ask me shit, I'm like, let me see here. And I just Google it. I'm like, oh, this is what you need to do. Because we also need to use general help.
No, I type
support.
Really fast and quietly.
Did you see on the Colbert Report last night apparently the people who invented the internet, NARPA or LARPA or...
DARPA?
One of them is live action role-playing, the other is not. I don't remember what I'm talking
ARPA
about.
It was ARPA originally, now it's DARPA.
Okay, whoever. DARPA and Greg. they got together, created the internet. Anyway, they hid 10 red balloons around.
Yes. Everyone see how long it took people to find
them. Noah's mic is failing just in time for us to talk about it. This TanCast Noah Mike Fail is sponsored by all the people who left us iTunes reviews before iTunes Review Day. That's right. It was pointed out by Bryce on TanCast.com that I did not thank everyone who left us an iTunes review. And you know what? You guys deserve it just as much as the people who made time on TanCast iTunes Review Day. So I would like to thank each of you right now. So thank you, Mariah C. Thank you, MC Jude. Thank you, Gemini242. Thank you, Uba Pilot. Thank you, Melanie P. Thank you, Lisa Lowe. Thank you, Juice. There's a question mark. Thank you, Scopa Rules. Thank you, MWR62. Thank you, Random Crap 102. Thank you, Bryce Rabbits. Thank you, DJ Technoid. Thank you, Jess1874. Thank you, Boiler Bro 17. Thank you, Colonel McCornpone. Thank you, Wicked Munchkin. And thank you, Zilch. But you know what? We're not going to stop there. There are people who reviewed us in the international store. We're going to give them a thank you, too. So, in the UK, thank you, Bumblebum. Thank you, Luke Breen. Thank you, Ben from the UK. And thank you, Martin in the UK. And last but not least, we go to Australia to say thank you, Murray H. There, I feel a little better now that we've given some thanks to everybody who's taken some time out of their day to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you missed iTunes Review Day and you still want to leave a review, you can still do that. iTunes is open 24/7, receiving all your reviews. And now, back to the show.
So, DARPA or DHARMA or ARPA or Jeff?
Oh, yeah, they hit the balloons. Right. Wanted to see how fast people could find it.
And fucking, so they set up some sort of thing where, like, if you found the balloon, you got $2,000, and if you referred somebody who found the balloon, you got some money as well?
Yeah, like, that teams.
No, it was, they were just giving money out for whoever could find the balloons the fastest.
Right. So, that was DARPA, but the people who found it.
Yes.
They set up the thing, and it encouraged them to, spread it throughout their social networking sites or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they found it in 8 fucking hours.
Yep.
No clues, 10 balloons somewhere in the U.S., 8 hours.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. And yet people can't even Google, my favorite is, my wife constantly asks me, how do you spell something? I'm like, you're at the computer. Just go over to the Google search bar, type it in, Google go, did you mean? And you'll say, yes.
I always hate it, though, when I fuck up the spelling so bad, it can't even figure out what the fuck I'm talking about.
Google's like, what did you mean?
It's like... I come up with no results for that. That's like, shit.
What are you talking about, Noah?
I hate it when something is, like, so commonly misspelled that I put it in, and Google's like, oh, sure, that's a word. And it gives me, like, all these random, sites where people misspell all their words. I'm like, oh, no. If the first thing is not, like, the definition in Merriam-Webster or something like that, if it's, some Bob's Cat page or something like that, fucking Bob misspells a lot of shit. I'm not going to go with that spelling. I'm going to try some other ones until Google says, did you mean? Or I'll just go to Google and type define and then put in the word.
But yeah, it amazes me when I know I misspell something and it comes up with results.
Yeah.
Well, TanCast actually gets a ton of search traffic because Noah didn't know how to spell Blu-ray.
I spell it with the E?
Yep, you put Bluery. So
nice.
We're actually like one of the top results for Bluery.
Woohoo! Suck it! That's so weird that... We're the top results for a typo, but it's not one of mine.
Yes.
I've made a myriad of typos that I'm just hoping to catch the typo market.
Oh, you know what? It isn't just Blu-ray. It's Blu-ray porn. That's what it is specifically.
Oh, well, I got to put porn next to all my typos.
Yeah, we're 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth on the list of the Google search I just ran. Your results may vary.
Because if there was a typo Olympics, I would win a GLAAD.
Oh, yes, you would. You would totally get the GLAAD medal.
are we back around to me and the top five countdown?
Yes.
I believe I did Fame. And
you
then
did
your
Fame, and that was your third.
Now you're picking your number four, right?
Did you have more to say about Fame? Did we interrupt you?
No, he's like, no one's going to live forever because he's sporty and he walks while he's talking.
I may catch some flack for this.
Fucking, you're gay, Tim.
The Friends theme song.
I was wondering if someone would pick that.
I know it got overplayed, but I liked it, even after it got overplayed. What do you want?
I'll be there for you.
One of the only times my douchebag boss at the radio station was funny. technically, he wasn't even my boss. He was just always in my business.
Why are you in my business?
Fuck, go away! Bald old fuck!
Your
calcium
is unclear. I quit this bitch.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool, double fuck you.
The Rembrandts, who sang the Friends theme song, were coming to town, and they wanted to. They were at a local club that we do business with, and they wanted to give away tickets on our station. And he goes, "Yeah, they can do a medley of their hit."
Now we're gonna slow it down for you. So no one told you life was gonna be this way.
Have you seen the guy, the comedian who breaks down that song?
Nope. No.
I'll put a link to it. I'll send it to you guys after the show, but... Like, I guess I can find it while you two are talking about your top song, but, like, they're talking about how, like, they added the second verse, obviously, after the song as it is on the show, without the second verse, was mm-hmm. popular enough that they recorded a full-length version of the song for the radio and added a second verse, and if you listen to it, the second verse does not jab with the second verse doesn't jab with itself, and also doesn't... Yeah, jab, jibe, suck it.
One means punch, the other means fit.
Both mean shut the fuck up, Andy, while I tell this goddamn story. I let you tell your goddamn stories for 4 hours. I don't care how many mistakes you make. Fuck!
Stop misspelling words you're saying!
I live my typo lifestyle!
Okay. My typo lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that I've etched out for myself.
Lifestyle of the poor and hopeless.
Don't be hating on my typo lifestyle.
It's been a long, hard road. Some people, they don't understand my typo lifestyle.
Listen, I don't care what society says. I like to type words wrong and say words wrong and just generally be wrong.
Why do you talk with the lips?
That is just for Danelle, who is never going to listen to this. We had a way... All right, okay. The Verge, hopefully I'll remember what I was talking about earlier. This is like
breaking
one of
down
those...
the song. That's what you're talking about.
People who make too many tangents and annoys the shit out of me, so I apologize, listeners. But Danelle and I were at TGI Fridays, and there was this waitress who had braces, but also who had one of those French manicures, but instead of white at the edge of her nails, it was black. And Danelle's like, I don't like that. And she's like, why would you go out in public like that while serving people food? And I was like, listen, Danelle, she doesn't conform to the rules of society. And then... From then on, that became my voice for anybody who was rebelling against society, was the girl with braces voice. Because, you know, braces kind of gives you, like, a speech impediment. Not necessarily that one. Although I think who I'm specifically thinking of is his sister from South Park. And then, odd side note to that story, last night we went to Fridays again with Stephanie and her boyfriend Zach. And we had that same waitress. And Danelle looked at me as soon as she came to the table. I was like, I thought about ordering the Sesame Jack chicken strips.
Britney Spears.
Shut up, Turge.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so anyway, the comedian who's breaking down the song, like the second verse goes,
you're still in bed at 10 and work began at 8. You burned your breakfast so far, things are going great. First of all, I don't know anyone who burns their breakfast because I don't know anyone who cooks their breakfast when they're 2 hours late for work. I'm late. Where's the skillet? But I would let that slide if it weren't for the next line. It's the next line that really bugs me because it goes like this. Your mama told you.
you there'd be days like these. Your mama told you there'd be days like these, but the first line of the song is, so no one told you life was gonna be this
way. Funny.
Yep.
Hopefully I'll find it and just put that audio there so it's instead of the screwed up version that my two co-hosts got, you'll get the actual comedian.
And you'll understand why you're laughing, and we're not.
And on to Andy.
All right. Guess what?
Chicken butt. Woo-hoo! Classic.
It's
instrumental?
It's instrumental.
Of course it is.
It's the theme to Angel.
Not only is Andy picking a bunch of instrumental themes, with the exception of Star Trek, all shows I've never seen.
Well, broaden your horizons, fucker.
Nay.
I say nay.
To you I say nay. I'm busy living my typo lifestyle. I don't have time for your shows. Can't be spelling Angel right. I'm busy watching Angle over here. About a bunch of guys who stand kind of askew. And their wacky misadventures.
Wacky adventures.
Is it to me? Right. You didn't talk about Angel?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised. So this is our number 5, right?
No.
You sure?
This is number 4.
This is 4.
Yeah.
Right, right.
You said Laverne
right.
and Shirley, Golden Girls,
right, right.
fame,
I got it.
And now whatever else is about to spew out of your mouth.
Cheers!
Yes!
Where everybody knows your name.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got.
I thought about it. I decided it wasn't going to be one of my five.
Worries sure would help a lot.
I wonder if Cheers, if that's another one of those, they wrote a bunch of extra verses things.
I know there is a version that's longer. Well, and Andy knows this as well, because I made it the... I made a video for our choir, our senior year high school choir set to that song.
Ah, yes. You know, the funny thing is you say that, and the whole song starts playing in my head, and I remember that video you did, and single tear.
like an Indian being tossed trash at your feet?
Mm-hmm. It's like, ah, my childhood. I remember
Look
it fondly.
Look at him pulling the Smodcast reference.
That's not a Smodcast reference.
Oh, they said the exact same thing in the last Smodcast.
Like a tear.
Yeah, I'm like the Native American. The dirty river.
I really tried.
Oh, well, fuck them. That reference has been around before them. It'll be around
I know,
after
but
them.
It's. I think he worded it that way, which is maybe...
Hogwash!
Maybe not, but I was just like...
Wait, worded what way?
About the Indian and the trash at the feet.
Trash at the feet.
All right.
I vaguely remember Mosier saying something about it, but you know what? Fuck him.
It's you now, Tim, right? Yep, we did
yeah,
Cheers.
My number one. I'm trying to decide because Star Trek got taken
and
posted at number
okay.
3.
I wasn't doing it in any order. I agree with Noah. In no particular order.
So, I'm going to go with Happy Days, the one that you reminded me of when you said Laverne and Shirley.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff of Happy Days.
Love these Happy days, all yours and mine. Happy days.
That's another just happy. It's like, yeah. Skip it up.
It is good. I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
All right.
There you go.
One more. It's instrumental.
Of course it is.
It's the theme from Jeopardy.
Oh.
All right.
The penis mightier.
And not only for the Jeopardy parodies that SNL does that are fucking awesome. I'll play your game, you rogue.
We could almost do a top game show themes.
Yeah? Family
Feud? I just
feud.
Thought of, like, Price is Right.
Yeah. Well, don't blow your loads now!
We're not really going to do one,
no,
I don't think.
No, oh. I stand by my selection of Jeopardy.
Okay, I thought we were.
Because whenever you want somebody to speed up, you just take a look at them and go, da na 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 na. Fuck you, I'm thinking.
It sounds so calming, though.
Yeah.
It's a good mental note, though, Noah. Next time Andy's telling a story, we just start going...
But you know what I have that people in the real world don't?
What's that?
Mute buttons. I can mute you both and just keep on talking. I can disconnect the call and keep on talking. Just send you my audio. It'll be cast.
Well, I thought the mute worked so they couldn't hear you.
What I meant was I can just drop your audio by turning down the volume.
Gotcha.
On my headset.
Look now who's speaking in typos. Ha ha!
I've got a button on the side of my headset that lets me cut the audio.
Welcome to the typologist.
No, it was just poorly con...
It's my lifestyle.
Oh,
is it back to me?
Sentences. Yes. Noah, save us from ourselves.
I like the How I Met Your Mother theme.
I like it too.
It's short.
And again, it's another one of those gets in, gets out.
Just like Andy in bed.
Don't even need to reach for the remote.
It's short. It's catchy. Oh, fuck, I got so many honorable mentions. Shit.
Man, I did not prepare any honorable mentions, so you guys just go ahead.
I just keep thinking of them.
Should I just list off my honorable mentions?
Sure,
or are we
going to
go back and forth with the honorable mentions?
Just go. Right down the list.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, the Spider-Man animated theme?
I don't know that one.
Which one? There's been so many
what
Spider-Man
the fuck?
Shows.
Spider-Man, actually... Spider-Man.
Oh, the classic one. Yeah, sorry, I was thinking of the more
mean?
Recent animated Spider-Man.
I don't know what that fucking theme song is, and neither do you.
Spins away. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. Kicks the spider. Just the fuck. Look out. Here comes Spider-Man.
The Incredible Hulk?
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah, The Lonely Man.
Yeah. My original top three. It was Spider-Man, Greatest Maker Hero, and Incredible Hulk. I'm like, all right, I can't do all superhero shows. That's why I ditched those. Then DuckTales.
DuckTales.
I decided to give Gummy Bears the nod, even though I like DuckTales the show better. I like the Gummy Bear song better. And then Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Another honorable mention for me. Ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba. It's impossible to find that online without the fucking sound effects from the opening credits in it, though.
Yeah.
Mailed. You're actually gonna make me buy the fucking MP3. Bastards.
Those dirty bastards.
Look harder.
It was also the music that played when you got off the ride at Star Trek The Experience. Which is still not reopened. Looking at you, Vegas. Let's get on the ball, alright? Stop being fucking Ferengi and get shit done. Noah, your honorable mentions.
Alright. Night Court?
Yeah.
Yes, funky.
Yeah. A musical journey through television land.
Doogie Howser?
Ah! Wait, is that Doogie Howser?
That's Doogie Howser.
Big Bang Theory?
Never watch it. Haven't heard of it.
You've never watched The Big Bang Theory?
Never watched The Big Bang Theory.
That's so up your alley, dude. I can't believe you haven't watched it.
Do you watch it, Tim?
I've watched it enough to know that Andy should fucking watch it.
Okay. Do you not enjoy it?
I do. I just never... You know what? I should just set the TiVo to fucking record the thing, and then I'd be all set.
That's what they're there
for. I shouldn't set the TiVo, because the TiVo's not mine, so I'll just set this piece of shit DVR I've got in my living room, since that'll be mine.
And Knight Rider.
Oh, yeah! Was Peter Gunn ever a TV show?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because that's another fucking good theme song. Wow. Or at least that was used on some TV show, I'm sure.
It was on Spy Hunter, the video game.
Yeah, I remember that. Which they're apparently making a movie about with Dwayne Rock Johnson.
Oh, yeah, I'd heard about that,
Wait,
too.
Wait, wasn't that supposed to come out, like, for fucking ever ago?
Yes, Peter Gunn, American Private Eye television series, aired on NBC.
Nailed it.
Later ABC.
Thank you, internets. Yeah, well, I do remember hearing about it a really long time ago. Spaghetti.
What about the meatballs?
It's actually meat chunks.
Ew.
Decided not to make them. You know what? I'd rather have meat chunks than meatballs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you just pretend you're eating something else.
Yep.
If you got balls in your mouth, you know it's balls.
here's a random honorable mention I just thought of.
All right.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, I used to love that song. And show. Although, watching it in my adulthood, I was like, whoa, suck.
Yeah. I remember even as a kid, it was like, man, Daisy Duke is hot. And you look at it like, Daisy Duke had some good legs and a nice ass, but Daisy Duke's face was a little rugged.
How did Dukes of Hazzard go? Just some good old boys.
Never mean no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Changing octaves. That's how I sing.
And main characters. Partway through the show.
We want more money. You are replaceable, sir.
But apparently not.
The star of the show is the car.
The car never asks for more money.
Well, it just asks for new axles every time we break it by jumping over a gorge every episode.
They brought him back, too.
Yeah.
You mean for the made-for-TV
movies?
That
had to be an awkward changeover episode. Like, hey. So we've been scabbing for your parts while you were gone. Ah, great. Well, your services are no longer required.
Bye
the
now.
Big Dukes are back. We should do top fives more often. We should have our listeners send in what top five things we should count down.
Yep. And you know what? Since your mom never hears from you, send it to your mom at tancast.com.
I like that. Since your mom never hears from you, send it to your mom at tancast. That's good. That's good. That's a good line you came
up
with.
I just came up with that on the moment.
I'm proud of you.
I'm so proud of you.
It was quick. It was funny.
Thank you. It's so un-Andy-like.
I know. It didn't involve an explanation of quantum physics or the history of the world.
People are going to be asking themselves, did Andy write that or did somebody IM it to him?
Was he in the Tancast chat room?
That actually gets me thinking. I wonder if we could hook it up in such a way where, like, you know, hook up a fourth Skype account to this and let people peer behind the scenes. No, because then they wouldn't want to listen to the actual Tancast, which is so much better. Because Tim's taken that turn and polished it.
They would just listen live through the Skype?
Yeah.
Well, I think we could hear them talking.
If I could, like, pipe the Skype somewhere else.
Oh.
You know, and do, like, a live stream of it or something like that. You know, sort of like a live MP3 stream.
Like a live capture of our conversation. I'm sure there's software that does that.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure that is way too much fucking work.
But then you really got to self-edit yourself.
Oh, yeah. All these things that we start to say.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, we'll take that out in post.
Oh, wait. You didn't want me to mention your anal fissure? No? Oh, sorry.
Fucking Noah blurting and me forgetting and saying, you know, shit that's a little personal.
Yeah, I don't think we're ready for that yet.
No.
Yeah. I don't know that we'll ever be ready for that, really.
And really, I mean, what would be the joy would be, hey, we can listen live while they do it, or we can just wait until Tim polishes it up. It'll be a couple minutes shorter. And better production values and link sounds.
You'd be surprised how many minutes shorter it is.
No, I don't think I would. Because I know
like,
the size
of
the audio I send
you.
It's
a couple minutes shorter. Like, one time we lost 20 minutes in the edit. I was like, Jesus Christ. That's why I like when we record for a long time, because it ends up being a tight, nice show.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, I can cleave out all this bullshit.
Oh, that's going in the dumpster.
Woo.
Well,
no
I can
one
pick
cares
this part
about
up,
that.
Move it over here.
And I know, because I remember Kevin Smith said something about it, you know, cleaving out stuff of Smodcast, and I was thinking, I would probably want to hear that. He should leave that in. Trust me, listeners, you don't.
Nope.
I promise you, it's like those deleted scenes on the DVD that you're like, whew, there was a reason that shit was deleted.
Yep.
That's what Tancast's deleted scenes are.
No, you know what? That's what Tancast is. Tancast deleted scenes are the next step down the ladder.
Tancast is the internet's abortion. Oh, that's another thing I was going to say. I listen to other podcasts. Like, I know we're not the best, but, like, I listened to one today, and the guy couldn't even remember what episode they're on. Like, and iTunes is like, episode 29. He goes, welcome to episode 28. I'm like, really? Really? Is it that hard to keep up with what fucking episode you're doing? Like, I know I don't know when we save it, but I'm not going to blurt it out like, hey, welcome to episode... Wait, what is this again?
Make like, It So used to do that all the time. There was two of them, and between the two of them, they would argue about what episode it was, and that would all stay in the show. I'm like, how do you not keep track of this shit?
We just welcome everyone to Tancast, because all Tancasts are created equally shitty.
And I say it at the end, like, thanks for listening to Tancast episode blank.
Excellent.
I literally just say blank, because fuck it.
Yeah.
No one listens to my end spiel. It's like the closing credits you fast forward through to get to the Samuel L. Jackson part at the end of Tancast.
Yep. Except there's no Samuel L. Jackson, just more of us.
Well, now you've issued a challenge. I have to put Samuel L. Jackson at the end of this episode.
All right.
Good old Samuel.
Speaking of the end of this episode, are we getting there?
I think we're there.
Didn't one of you have a topic that you wish to discuss today?
We did.
It was Andy. He was supposed to think.
I couldn't remember what it was. I'll write it down. We'll do it next time.
Oh, I got a recipe for you, though.
Oh, a Noah's recipe? Just in the nick of time. I was hungry.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Yeah! By the way, fill in your bingo card because my wife just called me out. I'll be right back.
It's a drink. It's a drink I served at New Year's. The punch.
Yeah.
So it's called Sparkling Cranberry Blush.
Oh, shit, a link to it?
Yeah, make it easy for you.
Look at Noah.
It's got water, cranberry juice cocktail, lemonade, concentrate, and champagne.
I, as someone who had some of this, can and is not a fan of the taste of alcohol, can tell you it was good. Quite good. I would have had more of it, but I was on an empty stomach, and I knew I had to drive home that night.
Did I do Mother's Lemonade?
You did do Mother's Lemonade.
And beer margaritas, too, right?
Yeah, you did beer margaritas, and I thought it was Mother's Lemonade, and then you did Mother's Lemonade and said, this is what Tim thought I was talking about the last time.
Gotcha. Yep. All right. All right. Check and check.
Hey, I'm back.
Yay.
Hey. Oh, Jesus Christ, I farted. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, I farted when I got home. I thought my son had shit his pants.
You're like, wait, no, it was just me.
It was me.
All right. Oh, I should probably stop recording.
Duh. Wait, wait, we haven't said goodbye. Did you already turn it off?
Darn.
All right. Oh, I guess I'll stop too. Thanks for listening to TanCast episode 82. Remember, the TanCast store is now open at cafepress.com/TanCast. You can find yourself a link in the show notes. Once again, if you've got a top 5 topic you'd like to send to us, you can either email it at yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can leave a comment in the comment sections at TanCast.com, or you can email us individually at TimAndyOrNoah@TanCast.com. Hit us up on iTunes. If you're not subscribed yet, go ahead and subscribe. While you're there, leave us an iTunes review, and vote for us at Podcast Alley if you get a chance in the month of January. We'd be sure to use your vote. That's enough for me. We'll catch you guys next week.
TanCast.
It needs some cleanup. Like, I need to fix the styling a bit and to get rid of the fact that it says related post twice. But now on all of our posts on the left-hand sidebar, and only on the post pages, it'll list related posts so that people can go back and find things that it thinks are related.
Well, shit in my balls! Yeah.
Seems to do a pretty good job. It looks at the title, it looks at the tags, it looks at all the shit in the body.
It can see the shit in my body?
Yep, it looks
That's
in your body.
Crazy.
Your body is a shitty land.
That was so stupid. Your body is a shitty land.
That's right, motherfucker.